I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned.
I'm alive and well.
Your spirit is within me because it died and it rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and it rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And in all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you. I've seen some pretty towns. Guess you could say I've been around. Found no place to settle down. There is a line. And I'm just a pilgrim here, toiling through a world of fear. My time to leave is drawing near. I'll go to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distance ring. I'll speed up and there slow down. There is a land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. Why am I so homesick for just not myself here anymore? Waiting for that open door that leads to that land. So I'll dry those weeping eyes, lift my head towards the sky. Farewell to this world, goodbye. I'm going to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. Why am I so homesick for just not myself here anymore? Waiting for that open door that leads to that land. So I'll dry those weeping eyes, lift my head towards the sky. Farewell to this world, goodbye. I'm going to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. The family is preparing for a wedding. All have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, "Rise, my children, come on in." Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Zion will rise to lead this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The fatherland will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Zion will rise to lead this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The fatherland will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I The bride's adored and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. It's that wedding music that I hear. When I look around and see all the good things God done for me, I know I'm not worthy of them all. For His pleasure He truly gives. I owe my life to Him because I've got so much to thank Him for. And I got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank Him for. And I got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Hey, gate and smile in the Laban's way. Then Jesus out came on. Then I was again the Laban's fear. So mine and Bethlehem. Hey, gate and smile in the Laban's way. Egad and smiling, Laban's ray. Egad and smiling, Laban's ray. Up yein and noon thriver. Then the wake from the English Raven shake. That's how Saint Dominic did. Egad and smiling, Laban's ray. Egad and smiling, Laban's ray. Egad and smiling, Laban's ray. When out the laws are near, so be me day not me. Mein Jesus bleibt bei mir. Ich gehe den Schmal Ring. He gave and smile in the Leben's Ring. Doch lebst allein und noch, durch Gottes Liebe, Gnade und Kraft, gehorsam bis zum Tod. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Getreut durch Spott und Horn, bis Jesus mich ein Süße ruft. Weil mir dann wird er lohn. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. That's the song the Lord gave me when he moved me out of Greece and troop. The last frontier, really. The scripture. He gave him schmalen Lebensweg, wenn er verlassen hier. So bin ich denn auch nicht allein, wenn Jesus bleibt bei mir. And if the truth be told, that's exactly the condition. They didn't want to know what I have to say down there. It says, I'm going down the narrow road of life, even though I'm forsaken here by everybody. Yet I'll never be alone because Jesus will always be with me. And 2 weeks later, I just pulled out of there. Just something that the way the Lord dealt with me. Time to move on because there's just so much thing going on there. I cannot allow myself to have been identified with the partiality that was shown there. They'd deal with Allah this way and then with Davis this way. And all of a sudden, it's okay to...
Let Stroman in and Kim McKay.
It's a mess right now. And see, the Lord got me out of there because he didn't want me to contaminate myself. He had a work for me to do, and he didn't want me contaminated with that partiality program that you're instituted and that charismatic spirit that's down there. So he just gave me that. He just simply gave me this here song and then that very scripture. It's verse 3. Gain and smile and live and sake. Even though I'm forsaken, yet Jesus will all be with me. And then I left, and then 2 weeks later, he told me to pick you up. And I tell you what, they locked the doors. We couldn't go back even if we wanted to. They locked us out. Mm-hmm. Just the way the Lord moves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The truth keeps marching on, and we're just marching on with it. It's never boring that way, you know. It's, you do the same old thing every day, it kind of gets boring. But with the Lord, it's never boring. It's always moving you on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so exciting. You know? But you got to move on. You got to be sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. And you and I, we know where we are in time. We know exactly what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
We're aware of our surroundings because we're moving on. We're listening to the Spirit of the living God, and that's why we're doing the things we're doing, because we're moved by the Spirit. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of rain is stored. He has loosed his faithful life. Of his terrible swift sword, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. You were reading something yesterday that Steve Whitney afterwards, and you want to read it again? I didn't know that it was on there, even in the Bible, what you read yesterday about, you know, what's going on, and what we're surrounded with right now, even. And you know that part you read? Mm-hmm. You want to read it again?
Okay.
Anyway, that part.
So, 2 Corinthians 11, I'll do verse 3. I'll just read it like I did yesterday. I am afraid that just as the serpent deceived Eve by his treachery, your minds may be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus, different from the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit than the one you received, or a different gospel than the one you accepted, you put up with it well enough. Another translation says, you might well bear with them, like you're listening to these people. Hmm. And then it goes down, I'll just go down to verse 12 and continue reading there. And what I am doing, I will continue to do, so that I may eliminate any opportunity for those who want a chance to be regarded as our equals in the things they boast about. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ, and no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will correspond to their actions.
That's pretty much in today's language what, mm-hmm. what we're confronted here with from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
People, they want to pretend that they're part of us when they're not. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Lord. We just want to just pray, ask that you give us grace to expound on it, to bring it down into today's language, because we realize, Lord, we're living in a very treacherous hour. And without your input, Lord, we're not going to make it. So we just pray you'll just continue to lead and guide us by your Spirit. Lord, to continue on in truth, Lord, for the truth is marching on. Lord, help give us the grace to march on with it, Lord. What you're doing here in this closing day of the time, the minute and things that you've showed us and given us, we just pray we'll be faithful and true right to the very end, Lord. We just pray you just open the hearts of the people, because if you don't open up their understanding, this is a brand new chapter for a lot of people, but if you don't open up their understanding, they'll never get it. We just pray you'll get that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It brings it down, the very thing that we're confronted with, and we had these characters come through here. I'm going to have to mention names, because we have to mention names to bring it into today's language that it's easily understood. And we've had these characters come through here. They want to be part of us, but they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to be identified with us. But they want to let people believe. Like I'm thinking about that Randy. How we got involved with that Randy? I guess you grew up with him. He's your brother. You went to school with him, so you know him. And then one day you heard. He's packing a Bible. He went out and bought a Bible, and then he wants a Bible. Well, maybe he's interested in truth. And that's all we got here is truth. So there are a lot of people buying a Bible, but they have no direction. So we thought we'll make contact with him, because it looks like he's turning his face towards the heavenlies, and he may want some truth. So what we did, we knew where he was working, and we dropped him off a book, and a book or two, and then he made contact with us. He wanted us to baptize him. So we took him out to the lake, and first we had a conversation here with him, and he he asked us if we could baptize him, and he wanted to come on board, or so it seemed like. Well, I prayed about it. Like, I don't just take him at face value, and I prayed about it. That's when the Lord gave me that song. Time after time, I was seeking for peace in the void. I just wanted to find out from the Lord where the guy is at spiritually. And the Lord gave me that song. Time after time, I was seeking for peace in the void. And that's exactly what he was going to. That's where his spirit was at that point in time, because he wanted to move over to Airport Colony. He wanted to think an Airport Colony will have something. That's why the Lord gave me this word. Time after time, I was seeking for peace in the void. He was seeking for peace over at Airport because he wanted to move over there. And I guess they wouldn't let him down in Miami Colony. His Uncle Eve, he'd actually go to put him in Auschwitz for even wanting to think about it. So anyway, after a while, then he left the colony and on and on. And then, see, but the Lord allowed me to see his spiritual condition. He's looking for peace in the void. So anyway, when I was praying, the Lord gave me this here song to know where his condition is. Time after time, I was searching for peace in some void. Well, that's his condition was. He was looking for peace, but he was looking for it in a void. He was looking for something, but wherever he was looking for was a void. He wanted to go to airport, but the airport is a void, and he was not going to find it. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. He was trying to blame Levi, the preacher down in Miami, for all his aches and pains. Surface relationship used me until I was done in, and all of a sudden someone was begging to free me from sin. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. See, that was his spiritual condition, mm-hmm. that he was really searching, but he didn't even know what he wanted. He didn't know what he wanted, but we figured, well, he needs to get baptized and getting out of that Trinity hole that the devil had on. This flat earth stuff that he was in. He doesn't have a prayer under that diabolical Catholic baptism. So, well, he wanted us to baptize him. So we took him out to Delta Beach and we baptized him. And we thought he was serious, but we were sitting here having a conversation and he wasn't listening to nobody. But see, he came to us for help. So we figured, well, we'll go to the ends of the earth to help somebody if they're only serious. And he came in here for help, just like that Jeremy did. And we did our part. We can only go so much with a person. But if there's no desire for truth, that's as far as we can go. And we told him that. And then the next day I asked him if he read that song. He said, what song? Well, that song that we gave you, Take It Home. I said, take it home and read it over and over again until it resonates, because that's where your spiritual condition is. You're looking for peace in the void. Mm-hmm. You're looking to quieten your inner being. There's something in your spirit. You're searching for something, and you'll find it. You're not going to find it. Time after time, I was searching for peace in the void. And all the while, somebody is willing to clean you from sin. Mm-hmm. That's where the Lord wants to bring you to. Well, we spent quite a bit of time with him, and like I say, we took him out to the lake to baptize him in Jesus' name, and then he come here, and then the Lord allowed us to see. The Lord gave us a dream about the guy. He was not serious. He just wanted to continue all down his racket, down his road. He couldn't even give up that flat earth stuff. He believes in the flat earth, and he believes they've never been to the moon and all that stuff. And the other day, he had a clip here. Somebody sent us a clip from him. He said, these people that believe that they've ever been to the moon, they're demon-possessed. Mm-hmm. Somebody, that's where he was at. Anyway, we're trying to stay focused on what you just read here. And then what happens, once we baptize him down at the lake, what does he do? He goes, he's got two sisters over in the Rosedale Colony. He goes there and he tells them he's a Christian now, he's born again now, because we took him out to the lake and he's identified with you and I. See, what's exactly what you say. They pretend they're part of us when they're not. Their lifestyle does not prove mm-hmm. a single thing that he's done, but he wants to patch himself onto us and then leave the impression that now he's born again and that we're part of him and he's part of us. And these people over there, they know him. They know he's a flat earther. And then what they do over in New Rose, they put us into the same box as he's in, you know. Mm-hmm. We're not flat earthers. We believe we believe the way it needs to be believed. But see what they do, just to make us look like garbage, he puts himself to it and he pretends he's part of us when he's not part of us. And I let him know. I said, Randy, you're not part of us. We don't believe in that flat earth stuff. Oh, I could give that up and it only takes me 3 days to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And you told him.
Yeah, I said, do you know how many tentacles that thing has? That you know, it's you have to find out the root why a person would believe in a flat earth in the first place. What would cause a mind to believe that in the first place? So you have to go find out that part in order to deal with it. You can't just say one day, okay, in 3 days I'll be rid of it. That doesn't work that way.
Anyway, you had a dream about it coming after you with a knife or something like that. And the Lord, bit by bit, he allowed us to see where his condition is. He's just playing the game. And I had a dream about it too. And then he come in here like he really was convinced he's part of us. Mm-hmm. He wanted to slip in the side door and he thought he was part of us. When his lifestyle does not prove it. He really had no desire. He wasn't listening to one word we were saying. And then you had a dream. He's coming after you with a knife or something. And then he came here and I let you deal with him. And I went out in the garage. And he come out to the garage and he was shaking. And he said to me, Lorraine thinks I got the wrong spirit. Well, I said, how low down do you have to get to believe that you're this flat? How many, look, especially in today's world, maybe back there in the dark ages you could believe it. Not today with all the satellites and going to the moon and all that. And anyway, what I'm trying to say here is he's one of those characters that he's trying to pretend that he's part of us when he's not, and then he makes us look bad in the eyes of the people because we're not a flat earther. And everybody knows he's a flat earther. And see what they do? They try to patch themselves onto us. And I keep saying, if you want to be part of us, you don't have to be here to be part of us. All you got to do, you do what we do. You get up in the morning and you pray in the day and you sing some songs and you do what we're doing. And you crucify the flesh. That's the only message that we have. We take the word of God very serious. It says on there, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these. Beware that any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking. We take that very serious. We're down to one meal a day just to protect ourselves from this overabundance of food. That's why we fast 2-3 times a week and many times for 40 days we'll be fasting and crucifying the flesh. If you want to be identified with us, you just do exactly what we're doing. You get up in the morning and you pray in the day and you're really not that identified with us. You're doing exactly what the Bible says. If you die with him, you will live with him. That means you die off to the natural tendencies, to your natural appetite, and you die off to your diabolical ideas you get rid of him. That's how you die. And then if you suffer with him, you reign with him. If you're identified with the Lord Jesus Christ, here in time, you're going to suffer with him. That's suffering from him. That doesn't mean you're suffering out there because you got cancer or something. No, if you suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, if you stand up for truth, you are going to be suffering for his sake. And if you want to do that, you can be dead and only then can you be identified with us. You do the same thing we're doing, to be identified with us. Not just think that you can get a free ride and you're going to just float in just because you know us personally. That's not going to cut it. You want to be identified with us, you don't, like I say, you don't even have to know us. All you got to do is listen to what we're saying and then follow through with it, and then you'll end up at a good place. You'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because We're only doing what the Lord told us to do. He told us one day to Sam, I want you to get up in the morning and sing some songs. And then we did that, and then we sang that song, "I duce werke dichten, geschnien vor Gott." Before you go out and do your song thing, go to the Lord in prayer first. So that's what we did. Then we got up half an hour earlier. So what do? We get up around 5, and then we have a time of prayer, and then we have a time of song, and then we have a conversation, and then for 2-3 hours, that's what we do every day. And if you want to be part of it, that's what you do too. You just get up and you listen to what we have to say, and that's the only way you can be part of it. You can't be part of it thinking you'll be part of it if you know us. You know, if you know what I'm saying, you can't get in the back door. You got to go through the same thing we're going through, and then you'll have an expectant end. That's what we're trying to say here. With, and they had them back in Paul's day. They were doing the same thing. They were pretending they're part of the Paul's ministry, and even as much as forged his signature to pretend to let people know that they're part of the Apostle Paul when they're not. They were just. Exactly like what you read here. They were phonies. They weren't for real. They were troublemakers. They were antichrist. They weren't for real. And it's the same thing here today. We're bumping into the same thing. And that there was that Joan. You know, she like we made contact with her, and it looked pretty good there for a while. And she even went as far as to say, "Us bride people," something to that effect. Well, your life didn't show it. She can't wait to spread her legs for whoever comes along first without a life change. You can't pretend you're the bride of Jesus Christ and your life doesn't show it. It's a lifelong journey and crucifying the flesh and living a life that's above reproach. You can't just pretend
A lot of people, they want the blessings of God and the rewards of God, but they don't want to make a sacrifice for Him. You know, and they're in a life that will match up with it. They just want God's blessings, but they will never do anything for the Lord.
There's a price to pay for the journey. We don't have easy street. We're walking out that narrow road alive. There's a lot of things that we do that a lot of people do that we can't do. Like the Lord's got us on a very narrow path. Like even right now, he's got me on a fast, just drinking water for however long he wants me to just to crucify the flesh. And it's a very narrow road that he has you and I on, because we have to set an example, not just talk the walk. We just gotta live the life. And that's why I say, if you want to be part of us, you just don't even have to know it. You don't have to do it. All you gotta do is lift the life yourself, and then somehow God will make an expectant end for you. Just that simple. We can't just let people in the side door like your brother Ernie. He thought he's going to just be part of us by coming in the side door and leaving and keeping his lifestyle. You know, go to the bar on weekends or during the week, and then Sunday come to church. It doesn't work that way. You got to have a life that's above reproach, and that's all we're trying to say here today. I didn't even know that scripture was in there in the Bible, where Paul had the same run into the same characters that they tried to pretend they're part of Paul when they weren't. Their lifestyle didn't prove it, and they were nothing but troublemakers, antichrists, and the story.
And then they lead other people astray, you know, with their things, like Randy with his flat earth. He's trying to. He's leading other people astray with that ideology.
Mm-hmm. And there's just no end to it. Mm-hmm. And we're just on the ball. We just detected the Lord to give us a dream. He gave me a dream about something to be very careful with him. And like I say, we'll go to the ends of the earth if somebody wants help. And apparently he read one of our books and he thought he could come here and he can be part of us. And I guess he liked what he heard. I don't know what motivated him. But he wasn't sincere. You got to be sincere. And we tried to talk to him, but he wasn't listening. And that's what we do here. We'll go to the ends of the earth. We took him out to get baptized. And then the Lord gave us a warning. The guy's not that serious. And If you ever find this place, if see, the hardest thing that people find is to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll use every detour, they'll use every trick in the book, but they cannot come to that place where they can bow their knees to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just that simple. And they cannot bow their knees and humble themselves to be identified with Samuel Lorraine. That's the problem here. I know how people look at us. They think we're nothing. They don't want to be identified with us. Yet in their heart they know that we have something that they want, but they don't want to pay that reproach of Christ. I remember my cousin Paul, he died here 2 weeks ago, and I tried, every chance I get, I send him some books and some tapes and some literature, but see, that family is so proud that you cannot, every time they'd see me, you could see the muck and the smirk on their face, like you're just low down scum. That's the kind of way they looked at us, and they didn't want to be identified with us. And all I was trying to do was trying to help the guy, but I couldn't even get my foot in the door with him because that family is so proud. We run into them. They're my cousins. And we run into them, and every time we run into them, you get that smirk on their face like you're nothing but trash and things with that attitude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then here he dies 2 weeks ago, and what did he accumulate for himself? I know he was not on our page, that's for sure. And what did he accumulate for himself? Because I know I grew up with the man. I went to school together way back when we were all still in Riverside before they split up and moved to Bloomfield. So, I kind of liked the guy because he had a lot of ambition. He had a lot of, you know, a lot of giddy up and go and things like that. It was a little bit different, but he had some pretty good qualities about him, but when it comes to Christianity and spirituality, he was absolutely clueless. And all I tried to do was trying to direct it towards the heavenly city. Like I say, I couldn't get my foot in the door, and that whole family is like that. I try to talk to it. Can't even talk to him. It's just the problem. And I know we got it. I know we have the answer for this end time because the Lord gave it to us by revelation. He let us know exactly right to the day where we are living in time. And you and I, we're the only two people on planet Earth that knows about that midnight cry. People read it. They read about it. They know about it. But they don't have the revelation on it. If you don't have the revelation on that midnight cry, and we keep saying it over and over again, that midnight cry will give you exactly where we are in time. And that midnight cry was exactly on February the 28th, when so seven angels, they met Brother Brennan now and Sabine O'Canyon, and so much that even that thing was in the, and up in the sky, like I keep saying, you go to Time Magazine, get in on your internet, and go to Time Magazine 1963, and you'll see that cloud up beyond space, and it was there for a couple of months, and that showed us exactly when was that midnight cry. It was the middle of the church age of Laodicea. We know it started in 1906 was the beginning of the church age of Laodicea, because the grace age is divided into seven church ages. And then Laodicea began in 1906, and then February the 28th was exactly the middle of it. And if you know the middle and you know the beginning, you can do the math yourself, and it'll tell you exactly right to the day where we are in time. We've said it over and over again. And if you don't have the revelation of where you are in time, everything that we're saying is completely foreign to you, because you got to get the revelation of that midnight cry. And once you get the revelation of that midnight cry, we don't have to explain nothing anymore. You go do it yourself, you figure it out, because all you gotta do, you had 57 years to 1964, and you'll come to October the 15th, 2021, and it lines up perfect with scriptures, with that Yom Kippur, and all these things will you'll be able to figure it out yourself and see it for yourself. But if you don't have to revolution on it, all we're doing, we're just beating our gums together here. You got to get the revelation. You got to go back and figure it out and see it for yourself. You had 57 years to 64, and you come to 2021. October the 15th, 2021. Then you start from there. You start counting 7 years, or if you want to break it down into days, 1,260 days, and then from there, that's to the middle of the week of Daniel, and from there, it's 42 months to the end of it, and that is the end of Satan's 6,000th year reign. His 6 days are over, and just that simple, the 2 days of Hosea, that's the 2 days of grace, that ended in October the 15th, 2021, and then in comes the 70th week of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to make it simple for everybody to see, for everybody to go figure it out yourself. And we're just following the scriptures. That's what we're doing. And we're just living by the word of God. That's why we're saying the things we're saying. And we know they're solid. And I know there's a lot of people out there that do it. They would argue with us, but ooh, yeah. We stand with the word. Mm-hmm. Just something that says, man, the church of the living God will be built on revelation. It wouldn't be built, you cannot figure it out in a seminary, or you can't get yourself educated by it. You get it by revelation. This rock I'll build my church, it's the rock of revelation. When God gives you a revelation, there's no devil in hell that can take away it, because the Bible says the forces of hell will not come again when you get a true revelation. And we got the revelation of that midnight cry. And once I got that, I saw the whole entire picture coming together. And then I saw exactly what Daniel had, all these visions and these dreams about the end time. He saw these beasts and he saw all this phenomena. And then, he was so discouraged. He was weak for days. And then he tried to figure it out, and the angel came to him and said, Daniel, don't worry about it. It's just for the end time. There's going to be a people. And he said, the wise shall understand. Daniel, the wise shall understand at the end time exactly what you saw here. And you and I, we're upon these wise, one of those wise people that understood exactly, mm-hmm. right to the day what Daniel saw, because mm-hmm. he said, the wise shall understand. And you and I, we're amongst them. And now we can put that out there for whosoever will let them come. And we're right to the day. You're going to see it right before your very eye. That's why we talk about Israel. Israel is being restored, going back to its former glory. All these fighting is just like I said yesterday. The devil does not want the end time to come about, because he knows his time is short. And he's doing everything he possibly can to try to shut this down, this from happening. But see, God is stronger than mm-hmm. the devil. He's not even a child. He was defeated back in 2,000 years ago at Calvary.
That's right.
And now the Lord is moving ahead with his program. You're going to see a civil war in the United States of America. And you're going to see Israel is going to take their land back. And just that simple. And then Satan's days are numbered. They were numbered way back in the Garden of Eden already. He was just given 6 days, 6,000 years to do his dastardly thing. And his time is running out here, the 2028. Just from October the 15th, 2021, you can count 7 years or 1,260 days twice. And that's exactly what the end of Satan. That's when that angel comes down and throws him into hell. And then there's no more Satan after that. And then the day of the Lord kicks in. And then the separation of the goats and the sheep. And then that goes on for 30 days. And then for 45 days for the separation. And then the millennium is on. Just that separate. Then we're in the third day. Everything is mapped out for way before the foundation of the mm-hmm. world, like we've been saying here all along. We got the blueprint. We somehow read a blueprint, and the Lord has given us the wisdom to understand it all. And we put it out there on a day-to-day basis, and if people want it, fine. If they don't, well, they'll have to suffer the consequences. We're just trying to help people, just like we try to help that Randy. But see, he's so full of himself that he cannot... You can't come true no how. And that's the way with people. They're so proud. They're too proud to be identified with us. Mm-hmm. And, There's nothing you can do with them, man, because we're not doing the wrong thing. The Lord has took them to a school for the last, especially for the last 40 years, ever since he called me to go up again. He had come to me at 2 o'clock at night saying, I'm coming soon. And then he gave me a scripture, seek the Lord while he may be found. And on and on. We were led by the Spirit of the living God. And then I was alone forever and a day. And then the Lord got, once I left grace and truth, the Lord got me to pick you up. And then we've been doing this here thing together, the two of us. And where would we be? Just where would I be just by myself? So the Lord brings you on board. And now that's been our mission. That's all we're doing. That's all we care about. We're about the Lord's business. You're single, and I'm single, and so we're free. We're not tied down to the things of this world. Mm-hmm. We're free to serve the true and the living God, because there's going to be people out there somewhere along the road of life. There's going to be people out there. They'll have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, because he said he's going to send a hunger and a thirst, not for natural bread and water, but for the true and living word of God. And eventually there's people that's going to be interested in, because they'll find out there's nothing out there in these religions. The Lord is talking about through this school to teach people, here, this is where it's at, and you can come and be identified with us. And once you do that, God will see to it that you have an expectation, because up the road, it's not a very good picture. I see the judgment is hanging over the land. The devil is bringing all these different religions into the country. The country is full of these East Indians and these Muslims. It's just a matter of time. It's all headed toward judgment. And before that, before God allowed that thing to be unleashed, he's going to come down. He's going to take us up in the rapture, to the very supper of the Lamb. See, you and I, we have to program right to the T. And all you got to do is come and believe it, and you're on your way to glory. It's just that simple.
Right. Like Jesus said, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. To a lot of people, what we're saying here is gibberish. And yeah. It's like back there, Jesus said, those people that are high-minded and with pride, they cannot perceive the things of God, mm-hmm. even though they try, and in their own, they manufacture up something, but it is given to them that are a humble spirit and that God can reveal it to.
Amen.
And that's why some people just cannot tap into it, because it's not given to them, because it's given to people that are babes, such as would learn. Not people that think they know everything and they want to dominate everything. And that's not who God revealed himself to.
Amen to that. It just leave it to the humble, mm-hmm. and a humble and a broken spirit. God will never despise mm-hmm. it. And that's the problem with a lot of people. That's the problem with my brother and my cousin Paul. Right? He could never come to a place of humility where he could even give me an ear. Every time he saw me, he saw that smirk on his face. Well, God can't reach a person that's got a smirk on his face and looks down on us. You know, we're not. We just one day decided we want to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only sin that we can commit. That's why we're being rejected, because we wanted to follow Jesus. We want to know something in the Bible, because I read in the Bible, then there is hidden. It's a hidden treasure. It's a hidden gold mine in the scriptures. But you have to humble yourself, and you have to seek it with all your heart, and then we found it. We found that gold mine. We found that gold mine for the day and hour we're living in, and that gold mine is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and that's the only message that we have. And if you can get yourself to that place of humility where you can accept what we have to say, you're going to have an expected end, because the future looks very grim out there mm-hmm. from here on out. Mm-hmm. It does not look very good. And all you got to do, it says in the Bible, at the last days, it's going to be very hard to be a Christian, because seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. We were warned in the Bible. All these warning signs are out there. And all we got to do is keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watching week. And that's all you and I are doing. We're preparing ourselves for that final chapter when we have to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we see the condition all around the world, Lord, and how evil and wickedness is taken over, Lord. And we know that it is written in your word that in the end time, that is the condition that it will be. Even like when you will see back in the days of the children of Israel, when they forsook your ways, then the enemy was able to come in, and that's and judgment set in. Just the same way here in North America, we can see with all these foreign gods coming into the land, these foreign people, Lord, bringing in their gods into the land, Lord. I know they do the work here and they labor, Lord. But when I look around and I can see when a nation forgets God, that this nation was founded on, then this nation is going to be heading into judgment, Lord. And that's what you see all around, Lord, because they have forsaken your ways, Lord, and the biblical truths of your word, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace to continue on in this journey with you, Lord, and to serve you and to acknowledge you and to just do what your perfect will, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.